Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I saw recently there's a friend of show who they were going and they were going to be somewhere all day. Like they had an appointment or something.
Okay.
And this person posted on their story that they were so nervous about being stuck somewhere and there not being food that they were prepping. They were making four peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in preparation of like, I'm going to this place
this
all day.
This is the most passive aggressive thing you've ever done. You're talking about Erica, right?
No.
I don't know if I've ever seen her eat a PB&J.
No, but I would.
Oh, it sounds great
yeah,
right
it sounds
now.
Really
I
good
guarantee
right now.
You that Erica's probably got a week's worth of food hidden around the station.
No.
Are you a prepper? Yeah. Like you just like have food. Like you're a grazer.
A little bit.
You want to graze.
Yeah, you're going to feel really bad.
Oh, no.
Why? No, don't do this to me. No. But I just think you're just like a, I feel like you're a prepper. Like I think you'd feel nervous.
If I was going to be somewhere all day and there was just, I didn't know if there'd be access to any food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
This isn't the dark side of the moon.
I'm going to go grab a bite to eat. I'll be
back in 10.
Sometimes
you can't do that.
What if we were doing some sort of event? We were working. This is such a bad example because I feel like when we all work together, it's like easy to be like, I'm starving.
Yeah, I'm going to bounce for a sec.
Say we worked somewhere else and there was an event and it was like a 12-hour event and you didn't know if you were being fed.
Nobody's going to have a 12-hour event without some food.
I beg to differ.
Yeah, I feel like...
What? Name the thing that you would have a 12-hour event where you wouldn't be fed.
Back when I was an intern at places and you like didn't feel like you could just be like, I need to go eat.
I don't mean this to sound as harsh as it's going to. It literally would not even cross my mind.
I couldn't be more in your court.
What about lunch or dinner? It's like, I don't know.
It'll work itself out.
Like, yeah. Other people will probably be hungry at some point too, and someone will mention.
What if they're not? Like, it's like when you go to a friend's
house. What if they're not?
No, wait, hold on. It's like when you go to a friend's house and you're sleeping over and all they have is like a towel. And so you're just like cuddling with pillows and you're so cold and you just want to sleep.
Hold on. There's some trauma that we need to unbox.
But you know what I'm talking about with the sleepover thing. It's like a girlhood.
A sleepover thing.
And they don't have any extra blankets, so you have to use whatever's available. Extra
then
pillows.
Then why are they having a sleepover?
It was like more like high school, college, when you were old enough that you probably should have just gone home, but.
Yes, it's called passing out on the floor.
Yeah, and that's I don't even need a towel at that point. Right. You still have clothes on, right?
But it's cold.
I need a blankie. Oh, yeah.
You need a blankie and like
and
food.
A snacky.
Yeah.
Sitting.
Yes. What's the problem?
I'm with Tiak. I'm confused by the. The amount of anxiety you're feeling over something that has, like, here's the way I feel about anxiety, and I don't want the hate, but I'm just going to, like, anxiety is worrying today about something that hasn't happened,
correct.
Probably won't happen.
But it could.
But it could also not.
Yeah.
So there could be this other positive anxiety you have all the time where you're like, what if everything works out great? What if, like, it's just a perfect day? What if, like, but instead you focus on the wrong side of the what ifs. And it's like, what if there's no food? What if there's so much food? Oh my God. What if they have the newest blankets from Target and they're like, they still have the ribbon on the outside. It's so cozy. It's like, oh my God, this is incredible. Like what?
Ribbon on the outside.
You know, the ribbon on the outside of the blanket.
The fabric. Right?
Like, nobody's even used it before. Yeah. And you're like, you undo the ribbon and then you put it on your face and you're like, oh, this is the best.
Other people have touched that.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love. See, there it is. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Like, I think this is like very much a like male, female. And I'm curious, texters 303-222-5423.
Congrats.
You got it right.
Yep.
If you're a woman, do you struggle the same way Aaron and I do? Because you feel like you.
Yeah, and I'm
Aaron's always got food.
Okay,
well,
wait.
And I'm you have a drawer.
Okay, but I'm putting aside, like, that's gluten-free, that's diabetic-friendly. Like, I'm not even considering that.
Okay.
But yes, I'm going to have RX bars. I'm going to have maybe beef sticks.
Right.
Maybe, like,
love a beef stick.
To drive home.
Not to drive home, but I have some at work, and then I have some at home.
Yeah, what
I had a friend, we traveled together, and her backpack was so full of snacks. Like, this is on the way other side of the pendulum.
Oh.
Where the TSA agent was like, are you a chipmunk?
Like, what is going on?
It was way too much. I love her dearly. But like, yes, absolutely. We're going to have snacks on us.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Again, I'm not trying to be insulting, but neither of you have kids. Moms, that is a real thing. Because if your kid goes feral, it's an issue. Their blood sugar dips and they just become a J-hole and you just want to choke them out. Mm-hmm. So you got to have...
Did you know that as an adult, you can also get hangry?
Yeah. Have you ever considered that we are the kids?
But you're not.
No.
And, like, have you ever... Again, I'm focusing on the wrong side of anxiety. Has it ever happened that you got somewhere for 12 hours and there was just no access to food? Has that ever happened to you? Ever?
Yeah, that's what
in the history of your... 30 years on this planet, has it ever happened where you're like, there's just nothing. What am I going to do? There's not a
there's
McDonald's.
Been a lot
I can
of times,
see restaurants from here.
Right, like, but there's been a lot of times like growing up doing theater where it's you're rehearsing for nine hours straight. And like, sure, they do take breaks every once in a while. But Aaron, we need you over here to do this costume change. So you can't go on that break right now. Or
similar with field hockey.
Yeah. Or like nurses, ER staff, like they are overworked. They're not allowed to, whatever.
But there's still food in the hospital.
Well, who's to
I
say?
Just.
Look, the reason I said you're going to hate this earlier is because like I have a diagnosed like compulsive, like I want to know that I've got a meal coming. That's why I started going to therapy.
Remember how we were wondering when the other shoe was going to drop?
There it is.
Did anyone hear that thud?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't understand it, but it sounds like everybody else in the room wants to do it.
I do it.
You do?
Yeah, and I just booked one literally this morning.
No way, to where?
Yeah, we're taking a very, very short, brief, quick vacation.
It has a name now.
It's a microcation.
Yes.
To Vail.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we're bringing
that's a micro staycation.
Yeah, but it's still like a 2-hour drive, 2.5.
How far do you got to get before you feel like you're not, before you actually feel like you're on a vacation? Because I grew up in Colorado. I know Vail, Aspen. Aspen feels like a vacation. Vail doesn't.
That's weird.
Because Aspen's like 4 hours.
Yeah. To me, it's like for it to be a vacation, I have to get on a plane.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, you're cutting yourself off from so many options.
What if you just flew to, or like you could drive to Palisade? Not a vacation.
Mm, nope.
Oh my gosh. That's far though. That's like, because we looked at going there and then we were like, oh, that's too long in the car for, we're going to go Saturday morning, come back Monday morning. I'll be at work Monday.
You're doing it this weekend?
No, it's coming up in a couple weeks. And we're bringing the dog.
Oh, cute. Oh,
cool.
Yeah. That's what we do. We go to Breckenridge. And just for like a couple days.
Totally, you don't ski.
Or Dylan. Nearby.
He likes to be called Schmidil.
A microcation. And actually, you inspired us, T-Hack, to do the Return Monday thing. Because you did one to like Evergreen recently.
Evergreen, yeah. That's another. Yeah,
and we realized.
Okay, wait. That doesn't count.
Huh? Oh, no. We didn't stay the night in Evergreen.
Like Evergreen. Okay. Like you have to go farther than Evergreen.
Else, then.
Yeah, why can't I think of the name? It's Keystone.
Keystone.
That's where we go. Keystone.
I don't even know where that is. Yeah. But
it's by Breckenridge. You're going to drive by it on your way to Vail.
Right. So
yeah.
I would consider ours a microcation. And we're staying in a kind of a hotel. And it's like, you know what? A vacation is anything where I'm not staying with someone I know. That's what it is for me.
Oh, I was not someone you know.
So I'm not staying with a friend. I'm not staying with family. I'm not staying with in-laws who are family. But like, I'm not staying with anyone.
And what if you came up to my hood and I got you to stay at my buddy Josh's house? Would that count? Because you don't know him.
No, that's really weird.
No, but like, he's got a pool.
Okay. If he's not home?
No, he'll be there. But he'll be like one of those Airbnbs where the host is just in the other room.
Essentially, like, if I'm staying in a hotel-like environment.
So then, but can you stay in a hotel? Like the Gaylord Hotel out by me is a killer hotel.
If I'm checked out, yeah, that's a microcation.
I don't know how to tell you this. I feel like I'm a little bit like Aaron. I do think you almost have to, if I can drive there, it's not, you can't do a microcation far enough away. Because if you're driving, because if it's 7 hours drive and you're only going to stay a day, then like you don't have time. You're just dreading. Mm. You're like,
yeah.
You have to like try to pack everything in and then you got to get back in the car. Like I want to fly 3 hours.
You go 2 hours away.
But that's not far enough.
It's the same thing.
Cancun. That feels like Cancun. 4 days. 3 days. Yeah. 3 days. Cancun. Like, leave the show, jump a plane. Like, you're in Cancun. That's what I love about Denver.
That's not very budget friendly, which microcations are supposed to be.
Let me tell you this. Like, the last minute, like, this is how Erin travels. She goes, like, she gets these things, and it's like London for $14. And you're like, what? Because they just have these unsold, it's like weird off times or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the same thing, like Apple Vacations. Go on Apple Vacations right now.
I still don't know what that is, and you mention it all the time.
It's a place. All they do is weird resorty travel. Okay. Oh my God. Don't do it during the show. But like,
I'm going to start looking at my next microcation.
You click on last minute deals, and like, I've left.
We need you on the show. Try to leave.
No, we don't.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I need your help.
My help?
I don't mean anyone in this room.
You need listeners' help.
Listeners' help. And it's not to say anything about you guys, but like, Erica's new here.
I'm useless.
Kind of right now.
How is...
Slacker, you don't care about people. And
Do me.
I didn't know we were doing insults.
Can I go a little bit of inside information? Sometimes we sit around and like the songs are playing. We're like, ooh, we need to talk about... like the bear breaking into the house or Taylor Swift doing something.
Stop
or like whatever
bears.
It is, just whatever it is. And we're all like, and then Aaron's like, ooh, can I do something real quick? And we're like, sure. There's an amount of trust in the room that we're like, if Aaron needs to say something, she's got something on her chest.
Maybe
she's
that was what was on her chest.
Right. But it's never a roast. Yeah. It's never the thing.
Where no, it's just we like, haven't done a roast with Erica though. We should.
Oh. I'm so down, guys.
Do we want to roast? We can roast.
Yeah, we should do a roast.
Let's like plan a. Well, wait. Do I just sit here though?
No, it's we take everybody. Turns.
Oh, I roast back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Everybody roasts, but then when the listeners start calling, it gets is pretty hard.
It gets
maybe we don't do the listeners.
It's my favorite.
No, I think we should do it. We'll pick a day. We'll give people good warnings so they can really prepare.
But I just want to. I want to make a rule right now.
No.
You can't.
No, mine were so good.
Because you use ChatGPT. You have to write it.
Come up with it from you your brain.
You have to write it.
I did write it.
She
I
just had
I needed 15
paragraphs on each of us and just skewered. It was like Tony Hinchcliffe so on meth. They were so good. It's not fair. You have to, if you can't hone your blade, you don't get to use.
Ooh. I just needed help phrasing it.
Oh. That's the problem.
Yeah, no.
I hate these people. Phrase it for me.
And here's their Instagrams. You see how dumb they are.
He needs your sound.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, why
anyway, Slack?
You have a T-Hack, yeah. I hate people.
T-Hack doesn't even know he has kids. Just
what?
What's happening?
Wait, I forgot. What'd you say about Erica?
She's not from here.
Yeah, she's too new.
Okay. So what's your beef ball?
303-222-5423.
We usually put that after you've said what it is.
I want to volunteer somewhere.
Oh.
It makes sense
now,
right?
I have to like.
Yeah, it all comes together.
Yeah, it does.
I was thinking about it this morning, how like I saw a TikTok last night, someone donated stem cells. And I was like, I would love to do that. Because at one time I tried donating a kidney, but type 1 diabetics cannot do live donations. Kind of a downer.
That one time I tried to donate my kidney.
Can I have another timeout?
Here's the other timeout. This is what happens. She loses her... And then she's got this wild hair. Like she came in, she's like, I'm giving a kidney. And we're all like, Aaron... Like, you can't. She's like, do it. And Tiak and I are just like grabbing her and going, like physically.
Trying to cut your kidney out.
Right. Like, right. Well, yeah, she's
right.
There's a guy in a motel shower. He's going to take care of me. It's like, no.
Oh,
but this is the first time she's come in with something doable. But she's
going
to find a way to make it impossible.
So I would love to go somewhere and volunteer. I've tried Children's Hospital, but they have a lot of volunteers. They don't need my help.
What
we can get Donna. We're tight with Donna. She'll get you in.
I mean, for sure. But there's also a lot of high school students that need volunteer hours. I don't want to take it from them. I volunteered at the Denver Rescue Mission.
So did the soup kitchen kind of thing.
And that was great. Wouldn't mind doing that again. But I want to find smaller nonprofits who really need volunteers. Whether it's with animals,
like a senior dog facility.
Sure.
I have a friend who does that in another state, but she's like, it is rewarding.
Senior dogs?
Because they're just there for the rest of their life. Yes.
Oh, no.
And you just walk them and play with them and love them.
So it's like hospice for dogs, though?
I think it's more like if their owners passed and they were older, where do they go? They go to the...
How are you talking about this?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not well.
She will not be volunteering there.
I could never volunteer there. I would be distraught. But I think Aaron could probably handle it.
Yeah.
You kind of like death.
Oh, it's not that I like death. I'm more comfortable with it than the average person.
You definitely are.
Yeah.
So you could be around dogs and then the next day they're gone and you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Next.
Pretty much.
I mean, I don't know that she would go, burr, next, but like...
I don't think I said, burr.
Well, that was a buzzer going off.
Oh, okay. So, like, let me tell you, as part of, like, did you have to do this in private school?
Yeah.
A certain amount of volunteer hours?
Yeah, in school and out of school.
It wasn't required, but if we did, I think it was 40 hours or something. Or no, 400. I think it was 100 each year. You got, it was called the
silver. 100 each year? That seems excessive.
I think it was called the silver cord. But so it wasn't required to graduate, but it was like an extra, you got like an extra tassel thing. And you could put it on your resume.
Like at Regis.
Like honor roll, silver cord.
You're not graduating unless you've volunteered outside the school. Can't be inside
the school. That was like my college.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you went to a private school too?
Sure did.
Okay. And like, what did you do? Because he did like, they'd go into like some of the dilapidated neighborhoods or whatever. You know the videos that I get stuck on? Where it's the dude goes in with the mower?
Yes.
And just there's a path.
Yes.
They do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would do that right now. That'd be so fun. I'll do it for free right now. Like, obviously volunteering is free, but I'm like.
How come I hate mowing my own lawn, but I'll sit there and watch
somebody else's lawn would be so killer. Me and you want to do that?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
That's cute.
Okay. I love that. Okay.
All right.
For you guys.
No,
you're
not in?
I want to do something else.
Do you want to be with people?
I don't mind. Yeah. Kids, elderly, animals, anything. Man.
I can't do the elderly either.
You have so many parameters. You were right to exclude her.
Yeah, you were.
All right, so if you've got volunteering things, if you've got people that are about to die, pets, people, Aaron would love to.
Don't say that.
Volunteer opportunities, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, once a week, we feel good.
We're forced to.
We are. It's court ordered, but it's Feel Good Friday.
Woo!
Everyone, all four of us tend to try to come up with feel good stories.
I only have one story, though, and I'm panicking. I hope you guys don't have it.
So let's make Erin go last. So she
Oh my gosh, okay.
I will say this. We don't all have to go if we end up talking longer, but Erin, why don't you go first?
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
You guys know I love some feel-good stories about trees.
Oh, no.
Trees?
Do you remember when she did the one that was just like, that tree was in the Beatles music video?
And it was nominated for like the best tree of the year.
Yeah. Did it win?
I don't remember. I think it did. Yeah. So I have another story about
a
tree.
What in God's name is happening?
This one was planted by high school sweethearts Kelsey and now husband Wes. It's a cherry tree. It was planted in 2007. They've taken a photo with it every year since.
Okay.
This tree happened to have suddenly split and had like a baby offshoot.
Like baby Groot?
Sure.
I am Groot.
At the same time that Kelsey got pregnant.
No way.
Shut up.
I'm not even joking. They eventually moved, came back. I don't know. They have the baby's healthy. It's just a beautiful tree, and I'm happy about it.
And the offshoot is the baby.
Yeah.
Mm. I am Groot.
That's very cool.
I am Groot.
It is cool.
I am Groot.
Okay.
I am Groot. Oh, yeah, I have to do the thing again.
Thank you. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
A photographer got an email recently. Ooh, do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm okay. I got that one. I got that one.
This photographer named Matt got an email, and it said, let me do my math. Maybe not. Wait. No, it is right. It says,
professionals in here.
It says, hello. 8 years ago on April 15th, 2018, you took pictures of two strangers getting engaged at the top of the Eiffel Tower at sunset and emailed them to them. That was me. Doug and I got a handful of wonderful married years together full of
fun,
love, and adventure before he got sick and passed away a couple years ago. I just want to let you know that the pictures you took are some of my most treasured items. Thank you so much for thinking and acting so quickly and capturing that moment. It means the world to me. Please don't ever stop doing that for people. I hope you are well. Hugs to you from across the pond.
So your Feel Good Friday story is a dead husband?
But it's that she reached back out to this photographer. So I guess the photographer was not scheduled. Like, he was not supposed to be there taking photos. He saw Doug, the man, get down on one knee and just quickly grabbed his camera and shot photos. And it's like the most, they're the most joyous photos. And now,
again,
Jennifer,
her story's about a dead person.
Jennifer gets to treasure those forever. What if she hadn't had them?
Yeah. And he didn't do the like at the end of the ride where they make you buy the photo. He could have, tried to charge them and he
20 pounds, whatever.
Found
it is.
Them and emailed them. Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Really cool.
Yeah. Well, just future reference. We don't do that. Anyway, my story is out of Australia.
Mm. 88-year-old. To say thank you. Does that not make you feel good?
88-year-old resident Michael Purcell passed away.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
His family in Ireland was not able to make the trip to his funeral.
Oh, to his
funeral. There was, you know, there's famine, pestilence, wars, and just the price of getting from Ireland to Australia. So they reached out to the undertaker, the mortician, the whatever, and they said, we're terribly sorry. We wish we could show up, but can you just, if the priest says some words, can you just set up a camera or whatever? Mortician put the word out, and like thousands of people showed up. The chapel filled to capacity. More stood outside. They formed a quiet guard of honor as the hearse passed. not a single person at the funeral knew who this person was, but they didn't want him to be buried alone.
Wow.
What the heck, man?
I know. Isn't that like...
We don't do stories like
that. I know we don't, but thank you for paving the path before I had to go.
I still have to go? Oh, yep. No. Okay. My story's out of the UK, where there's an Englishman whose grandmother, unfortunately, had passed away, and she was very lonely.
My tree sounded real good this time, okay?
The tree's dying, Aaron.
But and she was
really? You have a dead person in your story?
I do, yeah.
Feel good. Okay. We need a show meeting.
Okay. She was very lonely at the end of her life, and so he was inspired to start a new thing. It's called the Gramborghini Project. Where he takes the owners of Lamborghinis and like very expensive cars, and he pairs them up with elderly people who are kind of alone or whatever, and he lets the elderly people drive the super cool cars.
Shut your face.
Gives them like a once in a lifetime opportunity to drive a Lamborghini. It's called Gramborghini, which is pretty cool.
That's really cute.
I actually had a similar thing happen in my life where my friend, who we've talked about him before, has a few Lamborghinis. He was moving out to LA, stopped by to see me. My father-in-law happened to be in town.
Oh.
He's a huge car guy.
So your father is the Gramborghini guy
father-in-law.
Now?
My father-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah, we popped that thing off the trailer and he got to sit in a Lamborghini.
He only let him sit in it.
Well.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Slacker Show.
I don't want to do this conversation right now because it's going to make Erica drive off a cliff.
Yeah, it's sending me into like the orbit where things get bad.
You said yesterday that...
You can get out of that orbit? Only sometimes.
You said that your fiancé,
Dane,
doesn't have social media.
Correct.
But he is on LinkedIn.
Correct. Don't try to find him.
LinkedIn headline: LinkedIn is the new Tinder.
Yeah, that brings my blood pressure to a level I don't want to discuss. Oh, nice. Good touch. Because it's just like, first of all, how unprofessional if you're going around trying to use LinkedIn to get dates.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think it just kind of grew into that. I've had people, because I don't have social media.
Okay.
Really? I mean, I have the Slacker Show.
Right.
And then there's some social media under my real name, but that you'll never find, like, yeah. I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but my LinkedIn is this name.
Mm. Perfect. So everyone can go hit on him there.
No, I'm not saying that, but it's like, I've had people reach out to me on there. Like, I've gotten DMs on LinkedIn and I was like, well, that's weird. They start professional. It's like, you know,
are you hiring?
It's more of a like, do you know anybody who could help me with this position? It kind of there's a Venn diagram of what you do versus what we do that could work. And it's like, unfortunately, I don't know anybody. It's like, well, what are you doing on this weekend? And you're like,
what? Are you sure they're not spam? Not that you couldn't possibly be getting hit on.
It's very believable, boss. I don't know what Erica's talking about.
This story confirms that people are like it's you can start pretending like you're doing something business related.
They say it starts with, I admire your career path, but quickly escalates into, I feel drawn to your leadership perspective. That's gross. Don't do that.
If someone was trying to hit on me by talking about my leadership perspective, I'd say, you're a bot. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not a leader.
Is it so out of the realm of possibility that one would use LinkedIn to hook up when you consider we just went to a conference?
Yeah.
And there were people at this conference. Like, people go to conferences and you're around like-minded people. And if you were
booze.
Lots and lots and lots of booze. Mm-hmm. If you were so inclined, married, committed, or otherwise,
perfect.
You could have found someone to go to your room with you.
And they're at a hotel.
Oh, yes! That's true. This is my nightmare. I was cheated on because the guy, I mean, we were so young, but he went to a work conference. Suddenly, couldn't get a hold of him for like 12 hours. And then I come to find out months later that it's been going on since then.
Oh, no.
Ding, 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 ding. So
that's probably one of my biggest fears as well.
And
I don't know if it's because I've only worked in radio, so I've only seen the skeezy side of it. And like,
our conferences are probably worse.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that that is what they all are like. And because I have had partners who have hooked up with people at conferences. Right. Not
why is
cheating,
it so
but
I mean,
why is it common? Why?
Because there's almost always an open bar tab.
And something, you have something in common. So you just like start talking.
Yes. And you're, again, as Hack said, you're an elevator ride away from the promised land.
Again, I don't know if it's just radio. I wouldn't want to hook up with anyone in radio. We are all terrible people.
Well, hold on.
Thanks. I just gave out my LinkedIn trying to hook up.
No,
everybody's terrible in every industry if you think about it. Like, they're just...
And I would not want to put my career that I've worked so hard for on the line for one night of fun, for 3 minutes of fun.
But I don't think you put your career on the line.
Depends on who you're hooking up with.
If Aaron from Denver hooks up with Bob from Wichita, you're never going to...
The
like, who cares?
World is a bit small, and I have...
You're right.
Been in, I have experience where you're like, row. I shouldn't have and not hooked up with, but even like, I shouldn't have.
You
like,
have slept with people in radio.
I have.
I have. Have I slept with anybody in radio? I don't think I have.
You had to check with T-Hack?
Yeah. I work here.
Yeah, but we actually sleep.
Okay.
I don't know why the whole conference thing is so...
It almost
so
feels...
yucky.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't you... Well, T-Hack, don't you get...
I mean, no, I've had that happen to me.
Yeah, don't you get anxious when like your wife's going on a...
Oh my God, your wife just went... We should stop talking about this.
He just got back the other day. Okay.
And you think...
No, I don't think anything happened, but like when he's there, I get a little on edge.
And he went dark for like eight hours.
Oh, I would absolutely...
Can't he sleep?
Oh, well, sleeping is different.
See, that's weird. Like, I definitely went dark when we were at our conference, and my wife did the same because she knows I'm just at the conference. So she's not good, like, bothering me, and she's not expecting me to check in all the time because she knows I'm just at the conference.
And I will say, how do I say this without getting you in trouble? No, you wouldn't be in trouble. You are the most married human I've ever known.
Yeah.
You also don't drink.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you, very rarely.
Yeah.
But one night at the conference, you drove it off the cliff.
Yeah. Well, it's a conference. It's a work. It's a work event.
Right.
So.
That's but the problem.
That's the thing. Is like she's so comfortable knowing that you still drove it off the cliff that you're not going to do anything, even when you're in the most like that's probably the most inebriated I've ever seen you.
We were sharing like trauma stories.
Fully. Like you, wow.
Sorry.
No, it's not. I loved it. It was a bonding experience for me.
But I think like, Aaron kind of nailed it where like the people in radio,
I know.
And I think she would feel the same. Like there's a balance to our relationship. She has a very professional job. I don't. And I think we like that about each other. And I don't know that she would be attracted to somebody who wasn't.
But you don't think that she... Like, because you're such a radio guy, like, at a conference, she suddenly got very, there are things she's just got in common with people. And on the 14th glass of Chardonnay, she might accidentally, I'm not saying that she would, but like, I'm just saying that's what happened. Like, I am such a personality type. Like, I'm insane, very talkative, and... At a conference, I can see finding someone who's just down to earth and normal and just going, let's try that for a minute. You
not
know what
if
I mean?
You were married, though, right?
It's not real healthy for a marriage.
No.
At all.
I don't know. I just, maybe I'm naive. I just feel like.
I was just trying to plant a seed in your head for like to play steel man, straw man. I don't think your wife is that way.
T-Hack and I are on the very opposite, like where the bookends, where he's like so chill
and so secure.
And I'm like, I don't trust anybody because it sounds like everyone is doing this except me. Like I am more, prude. Is that the word for it? Like, it's just
like, you're like, I wouldn't do it, but is everyone else?
Yeah.
I also just don't think this stuff like happens to you. I think like... None of us were even close to hooking up at the conference. Like, what are we talking about? I think it's just, you tried, but.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. Erica just called me lame off the air. So now this debate's coming on the air.
Erica.
We're just.
As if you weren't all thinking it.
It's like one of those would you rathers. You have to lose one thing. You have to lose either your phone or your wallet. Does wallet work for women? You have a wallet?
Yeah. Where else do you think we store our ID, our cards? Do we just throw them in our purses?
Well, first off, I've never seen either of you carry a purse, per se.
You always see mine.
You have a backpack. You don't have a purse.
No. You always
you have the strappy thing.
That's a purse.
Yeah, but that's not... You know what I think of when I think of a purse.
But Erica just held up something that's not a purse.
Correct. She's held up her keychain.
I'm showing you my wallet.
That's a wallet? Okay.
Yeah, it's got all my goodies in there. Check it out. It's my goodies. Not my goodies.
Women have like the escape pod. It's like you have the wallet, but then you can put it in the purse.
Correct.
But if you need it, you can bust out the mini
just
version.
Just that thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Okay. You have to lose either your wallet or your purse. And I feel...
Wallet or...
Wallet or phone. Sorry. Wallet or phone. I feel like there's a correct answer.
I agree.
I don't think anybody in the room knows it. I think you're all going to get it wrong.
Neither?
No. Mm. No, it's not
you
neither. It's
a
would you
one.
Rather. You have to lose one or the other.
Mm.
Like, because for a time, this is why Erica was mean to me. I used to have the book. It's called the book. Looked like a little Bible, a little pocket Bible.
And it had your cards on one side and your phone on the other.
And my cash tucked in. And like.
And I said, Dane, my fiance, has a, and you said book, and I said absolutely not, that's lame. He has one of those magnet wallets on the back of his phone. So it's like, if he loses his phone, right, and so he has a separate other wallet that he can change the cards out and stuff depending on what he needs. But if he lost his phone, he would lose everything.
But when he's, so when he gets home and he's just hanging out on the couch at night, he has all his cards stuck on the back of his phone.
Yeah, which is actually all the time. Stupid. So
same
funny.
With the book. You're just, you're on there
no,
playing
games. No, but then you just
kind
of fold it open and you're just like.
Okay, so that's exactly the same as.
No, it's not.
It just feels unnecessary. Yeah. Like most of the time.
Okay. Lame. All right, fine. Yeah. So what is the answer though?
I would say, although now that I held up my wallet and it's connected to my keys, I'd be really doomed if I lost it.
Let's just pretend that broke off.
Okay. I would lose my wallet.
Okay. By the way, you can text in at 303-222-5423. I want you to understand that I will tell you the right answer and any logic you have will go out the window. Just so you know.
Okay. I'd love to hear everyone
you're
else's answers.
Wallet? Wallet,
saying,
why? Because
wallet, because you can put cards on hold. You can go get new things without paying the amount of money that it costs to replace a phone.
Okay.
Okay.
I have what my answer and I have what I think you're going to say.
Okay.
My answer is I'd rather lose my wallet for those the reasons Erica just said.
Just okay. And you're the same?
I'm the same, but also I know I'm different here. It's my insulin pump. Ooh. My phone is my insulin pump. Mm. I would much rather lose my wallet.
Yeah.
It's the trifecta. Erin finds a way to bring her diabetes.
I'm being serious though. One of my biggest fears is like water damage to my phone. There was one time at the beginning of the year where I had to leave to go get a new phone because my old phone had water damage, couldn't control my pump.
Right. And then what? She's just like, well, I guess this is it.
Well, you're not going to die, Erica, so you don't get to jump on her answer.
I'm just empathizing with her. I'm really badly connected to my phone.
The answer has to be phone. Now, I understand.
The financial repercussions of losing this is not something I can recover from right now.
You do have me there, but if you have insurance on your phone?
No.
Get insurance on your phone.
No, that's not even a thing anymore.
Yes, it is.
I don't think it is. Do you guys have insurance on your phones?
I've never had insurance
on
it, no. You get it through your carrier. I have it through T-Mobile.
Okay, you
can
do Apple Care, but that's really expensive.
No, this is different. Apple Care, you should get Apple Care no matter what anyway. Oh. You know you've won the argument when the
point.
What?
What is your reasoning?
Because you already said, oh, I gotta put holds on cards and then I gotta start ordering new stuff. You go one place if you lose your phone. You go to the Apple store or T-Mobile, but you go one place and then you're back in business. Everything is restored with one stop. Have you ever lost your wallet? It is
No. Hold on. But going back to losing a phone, because I have never lost a phone, are you able to download everything? It's always just been a transfer, so you have your old phone. Are you able to get all of it?
If you backed it up.
Yes, okay. And this room, clearly without insurance on their phones,
oh, man.
Hasn't done.
My phone broke one time. It was like, I'm going to forget all the numbers in your phone. And so I tried to back it up, and I still to this day get texts, and I have to be like, I'm so sorry, my phone forgot numbers. So if you didn't text me for a year, I don't know who you are.
Oh my God.
I hope it lost all my ex's numbers.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
Will you back
it
up right now?
No, I back it up.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I guess we're still talking about that couple that they're not a couple, but they were a couple that night.
I think they were a couple behind their own spouse's back.
The Boston Coldplay concert that won't stop giving. The dude has quit.
Yeah. He resigned, yeah.
What about her?
Don't know yet, but
haven't seen anything.
The wife of the CEO released a statement and she went hard.
Do we think it's
beautiful.
Real?
I hope it is.
Okay.
I love
what does
it.
She say?
She pretty much is like, I'm not here for pity. I'm not here for him to apologize.
They're done though. Peace out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been seeing so many pictures of here's the wife of that he cheated on. He's got little kids and stuff. That's not his wife. That's like a meme that's been going around. I've seen
the same picture over and over.
I think your statement that you're talking about is real, but I've just seen the meme of here's the wife and here's who he cheated with. And it's like, that's not his wife. That's
okay.
That's because his kids aren't little. I think they're older.
They're older, yeah. Like teen.
I just want to clarify that. Because we don't like misinformation on the show. We would
we
never.
We spread it, but.
Well, speaking of misinformation, the Slacker Show research team has come back with a little project, and they said 60% of people
have hooked up with someone at their job, just like these two did.
And go, okay, but not necessarily like having an affair. This is just...
Okay, just hooking up. You're right. It doesn't have to be an affair.
In your life, go around the room. Yeah.
Hooked up with somebody you work with?
Cool. Not nearly as many responses.
No, we haven't started going around the room yet. Wow, you just jumped in right away.
I'm just saying, like, let's do the
room.
You
slept with somebody you worked with?
Yeah.
More than one?
Technically, yeah.
I wasn't meaning at the same time.
No. Technically, I worked under the same company as more than one person that I would like to call it kind of dated.
Because here's the thing, it like happens like at retreats, right? Like if your company has like a, ooh, let's do a bonding thing.
Or an event of sort.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, hey.
It's always conferences.
Yeah.
I hate conferences for this reason. I don't trust anyone. I've never hooked up with, I had a 4-year relationship with a coworker. Like,
you
that's different.
Did?
Yeah. You guys know
that's
him.
Right. Oh my God. He was a coworker.
Yeah.
I forgot. Coworker. He was a coworker at first and then he wasn't anymore.
Oh, and thank goodness.
Yeah. Oh.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, it's just at any point in your life, have you hooked up with or dated a coworker? Of course, it's going to be 60%.
I don't think I have.
It seems really high. I was dating my girlfriend and she was the manager of the snack shack and she got me a job. So then
the snack shack falls under that.
You were already dating her before you were coworkers.
Yeah, I did it. That's different. Yeah. That is different. Yeah.
Yeah, that is
you
different.
Also met your wife when you were really young.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you didn't have like a big professional career single.
True. Yeah.
Right. Slacker?
I have always been very, I don't like the ramifications. I'm just I know it's going to end eventually. And you don't want to have to come to work. It's bad enough to break up with somebody and try to figure out, okay, well, we used to always go to this restaurant. Now, which one of us gets that restaurant on Saturday night? Mm-hmm. But Monday through Friday, I don't want to see my ex. Like, it's crazy to date somebody, like to boink. Like to come in the next day and be like, wasn't that fun? We're never doing, like, how do you?
It was odd.
Well, and did you go through all the proper channels or whatever of like, God, did you alert?
We were hit radio. Are there proper channels? Did you go through the proper channels?
No.
Okay.
I didn't even know she was.
But that's what I mean. Is it even more embarrassing if you went through and you alerted everybody? Hey, everybody, we're on the up and up. We're dating. And then you break up and it's like, hey, everybody, never mind. We wasted everyone's time. Just forget about that. Where she is now single, so am I. If anyone else wants to step up, isn't that embarrassing?
I'm having this flashback. I'm so stupid because everyone else on the planet knew that Aaron was boinking a coworker.
I think she was dating him.
Well, and then we were at a live at 5 and they were like Lewis standing Cabaldi. Next to each other. And I was like, you two don't do anything I wouldn't do. Don't touch each other. And I made this whole big long spiel and both of them made the face she's making right now. And I'm
you were like, was he your boyfriend at that point?
Yeah, at that time. Yeah.
And then you felt real weird, didn't you?
Once I found out, I was like, did I force you into doing it by saying?
Oh my God.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk. This is the weirdest thing. How did we get on this? We're talking about school lunches.
Oh,
oh my God. Yes. There's two of you in the room.
Oh yeah. Sign me up.
There is a story of like what kids want in their lunches. And it's like, they want spaghetti was like one of the things listed.
You know,
and I'm like,
that's a tall order. Well, leftover.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be warm. So you want cold spaghetti?
There's microwaves in cafeterias.
Yeah, I think you can take your lunch and microwave it.
I have never seen that.
Or you put it in a thermos. Remember when you would get sent to school with soup when you were younger and it would be in a, not Slacker. He hates soup. But my parents would send it in like a thermos and it would stay warm.
You had soup for lunch at school.
Yeah, it got very cold in California.
So then did you drink it out of the thermos or do you pour it?
You had a spoon. I think it was like the thermos
the lid
became a little bowl. So you would pour it into there and then you had a spoon and then you could drink what was left.
Mm.
Okay. Honestly, elite. I want to start bringing a thermos of soup in.
I don't know. Walking to the microwave, it's like a power move.
It is.
In front of everybody.
There really was in your middle school?
Yeah.
There were at least two, if not more.
I don't even like using the microwave here at work. What if someone's in there and then I have to make small talk?
There's a hidden one in this hallway.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Same.
That's fantastic.
Maybe you could eat in the hallway too.
No.
I think I'm good. I like having a table.
Here's the thing. It got us kind of talking about, I can't even believe I'm going to say this. Like, we're waxing nostalgic about some of the school lunches that are like, good.
Think about the pizza.
It's so bad.
Mm-hmm. It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah.
I know, but it's like, and I don't really believe in that because people go, oh, pugs are so ugly, they're cute. And it's like, no, they're just ugly. And the pizza, like now, have you gone back to a school? Because I think it's one of those things where you're,
I don't know if
good.
We're allowed to go back.
There are restraining
order.
Orders for some of us on the show, right. But like you guys could probably go.
Yeah.
It's kind of a blanket order.
My sister was an elementary school teacher for several years, and she would be on vacation with us and be like, I really miss those school lunches, because she would get hot lunch like every couple days. If they had the enchiladas, apparently.
School's enchiladas.
We called them Crispitos. It was like
that's different.
It is different than the
that's a flauta or a taquito in the real world.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Crispitos.
I remember when they changed. It used to have the shredded cheese melted on, and then one time we got it, and it came with a little plastic bag of cheese, like
and you
the
did
nacho
it yourself.
Cheese,
and
you had to put it yourself, and it was like, what's going on?
Oh, you were mad at that?
Yeah, I was like, what.
We deserve
cheese. Yeah, melt the cheese.
Yeah.
Especially because you get double lunch. They would do a lunch count at the beginning, and if it was a good day, you'd say, I want two.
Wow.
Pizza,
how,
for sure.
What are you talking?
Like, yeah, what?
So there was just not enough people eating or something, and that you could get?
Yeah, because we went to it was a private school, so we just kind of, they would drop the food off at the public school, and then it'd be like, and how many do you guys want? And so they'd need to do a count every morning. You're like, who's getting lunch? And they would mark everybody, and you'd have to say, like, I want two. And they would punch your ticket twice.
Wow.
You ate two lunches.
Yeah, like a lot.
You had time to eat.
And you just got to request that?
Yeah. Because then you paid for it because they would punch your card twice.
Oh my gosh. Were your parents pissed?
I would be so mad.
It's like all of a sudden, two slices of pizza? Oh my gosh. How could the 17-year-old eat that?
Oh, I didn't realize you were that old when this
was
happening.
I was picturing like a third grader.
You kept eating hot lunch in high school?
All through high school,
yeah.
Oh yeah, Crispitos.
That's a crazy thing because my high school had hot lunch. I don't think I had it once.
You went off campus and went to 7-Eleven or something and got a French bread pizza.
How'd you know we had a 7-Eleven across the street?
That's what we did.
Or my dad would pack my lunch every time. Oh. PB&J on white bread, Diet Coke, and he would either put like like gummies or tortilla chips because that was just the sides he had. What? I was a 17-year-old girl, and he was still packing my lunch.
You're talking,
but it was so
you're talking
sweet.
Like Welch's fruit chews or something?
Yeah, it was just like, okay. It was just that's the cute. Thing he did because my parents were divorced.
Did he think you were 10?
He might still think I'm 10.
PBJ is not, you have no street cred as a high school chick.
PBJ on white bread?
It's classic.
PBJ on white bread.
I understand you could stop making the hand signal of holding a sandwich. Relax. But yeah. Like it's,
have you ever seen one?
It doesn't that
with, like,
scream
the Welch's grape jelly? You know what I'm talking about. I could
but
go for
exactly
one right now.
That's what a 5-year-old eats. I don't feel
it's
like
timeless.
Yeah.
The Diet Coke makes it a little more Sex in the City, but right. Other than that, it's still a PB&J
in a brown bag. He always had brown bags.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shout out to my dad.
Did they formerly have like a liquor bottle in them or something? Like, was he just using?
No, they were lunch bags. It was like he bought them at, you know, when the divorce happened, and it was a big bag of them. So he just kept. Yeah, I could cry. But
okay.
That's fine.
Here's what I think we should do. Will you call us and tell us your, like, it can be weird things that your parents packed for you like that.
Mm.
I guess that wasn't even weird. It's if your parents were
pretty
putting
average.
In.
I don't know that we were allowed to bring soda. That is kind of weird to me.
Oh, like, we can freeze
high
a soda.
School?
Yeah.
No. They like took. I remember them taking the vending machines out of the cafeteria.
It was, but then you could still bring your own in your little brown bag. They weren't checking your brown bag.
I don't know. I mean, maybe my parents were just saying that to me then. I don't know.
Yeah. But I also want to focus on the hot stuff.
Yeah.
What do you miss? What would you go double on?
Weird, this has got to work. Weird school lunches is what we're talking about. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I don't remember getting a lot of hot lunches in school, but I also don't remember them being packed. I think I just like blacked out. But the one hot lunch that I do remember are the two, they were like mozzarella sticks, but they were they were bigger. They weren't super round. They were definitely flat on the bottom and it almost looked like a baked ravioli.
What on earth?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Are you talking about like manicotti or something?
No.
It was mozzarella inside?
It was definitely like mozzarella sticks, but they were...
On the school lunch menu?
Yeah. And they would give you a size. Yeah, they were massive. Like this big.
Yeah.
And then there were two. Hot pocket size.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
They were delicious. They were
good, yeah. And you think about them.
Did you dip them in like marinara sauce? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
That's a double day.
I'm gonna
That would be a double day.
Did you guys like the weird peas?
Huh?
No. See, I don't remember there
the
being
peas
vegetables.
Were the color of Aaron's shirt. So a real pea is green, right? And Aaron's shirt's got that like split pea soup, like that you ate a pea yesterday and you just barfed it.
Okay.
That color. Like it's been it's biled up.
Never gonna look at this shirt.
Yeah, it does look like that. Your shirt looks like somebody barfed up peas. Okay. No nutritional value. They're horrifying, but I think about them.
You do?
Oh my God. Because
they're like pea mush.
They are. You put it in your mouth and you don't, like, toothless. You just shove it against her. You're like,
the good news is you could probably get that again someday when you.
Okay. When I am toothless. The other thing I remember is there was a dessert that almost killed me every single time.
Oh, it was a dessert.
Oh, yeah. What?
I don't remember having desserts.
Is it the ice cream cup?
Nope.
With the wooden
spoon.
Oh, that would kill me. I wouldn't be able to eat it.
No,
okay.
You mean good? You because you loved it? No, you hated it.
Oh
no! It
literally physically almost killed me.
Oh,
a dessert
brownie, powdered sugar on top.
Oh yeah.
And if you bring it to your mouth and inhale, the powdered sugar just cuts off your breathing entirely, and your brain has to do a full reboot to start breathing again.
You know. You also could have just learned how to eat it.
But you just get so excited. You're like, ooh, the brownie. And you're like, every single time they served it.
Delicious.
So I was.
Yeah.
That didn't happen to anybody else?
I don't remember there being desserts. Yeah, I truly just remember the mozzarella sticks.
You didn't have a dessert on your plate?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. Did you guys ever do the like snack break when you could buy the Otis Spunkmeyer cookies and they were just raw? They were just raw in the middle.
The what?
What?
She's making up words.
Otis
Spunkmeyer. They would give you like a pack of four for a dollar and they were cooked, but no, the center is gooey, gooey, gooey.
Erica gets wound up, I get scared.
Yeah. Well,
do they still make them?
I bet.
You can buy them in bulk.
Otis Spunkmeyer.
And like the dough, and then so yeah, you take home and bake.
Oh, man.
Also my OnlyFans name. Okay. Weird school lunches, packed or hot. What do you miss? 303-222-5423.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch.
Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about school lunches, and we're making Erica make lots of really weird faces when she talks about...
You get PB&J.
Hack, you had one that you didn't get to talk about?
I did, yeah. My buddy Raj, his parents owned a bunch of hotels, and they were working at them all the time. Like, they built it. They were always working. So he was kind of on his own a lot, and so he would pack his own lunch, and he would just go to... what they used to stock the vending machines and put like three or four candy bars in a bag.
And that was
His lunch?
And bring it in, yeah. We were all so jealous of him. It was the best lunch ever.
That makes me sad.
No, just be sad for me. I didn't have any candy in mine. He had four.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't trade.
No,
he wouldn't.
He wouldn't trade for your stupid pizza or your taquitos or...
No, a bag of squished Fritos?
Oh.
Alex...
Yay.
School lunch. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so school lunch for middle school and high school is really interesting for me. I learned in middle school that you could volunteer to serve the hot lunches. And in return, you got free lunch.
Yeah.
Do you get free double lunch like TIAC?
Nailed it. Exactly. Doing like the really good stuff, I was getting down and dirty on that stuff. Like,
what are some others? Because I don't remember what they serve.
The whole kernel corn was it for me. Like, their whole kernel corn recipe. And what they do is they like put like three sticks of butter in that bad boy and then pepper it up and salt it. And you're just on your way to heart disease. It was amazing.
Like, you're just like, fire me up on that corn. I'm going to slop some food on these.
Okay,
but the best part is that my mom had no idea I was serving lunch this entire time, so she was giving me money for hot lunch all throughout middle school and high school.
And then you were eating double lunch for free.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah,
you're an entrepreneur right now or something, right? You own a huge company because you're a genius.
I own a side by side duplex, and I owner occupy it, and I only pay $600 a month for it. So
you know how to dip,
my man.
Dip.
I like where your head's at.
Oh my God. I love this. Thank you for the call, man. Can I post a show idea right now?
Yeah, sure.
Do you think, I know what we said, there's restraining orders. Do you think there is a school that would let us come?
And serve lunch?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to serve lunch. Oh. Okay, if we serve, can we eat?
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, we don't want to serve it because they're not going to like us. They're going to be like, you know that weird conversation where somebody's like, what do you do? It's like, I'm in radio. It's like, oh, I don't listen to radio. Every single kid's going to do that.
But what if we did some sort of event for them? Like, we had a carnival and then we served lunch.
Jesus, can we just, all I wanted to do was to go get
one
lunch.
One day at a time.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Can we just like,
I take it back. If there's a school that would let us come eat lunch there.
Yeah, just.
We'll say hi to
your
kids.
If you're the counselor or the principal.
Erin remembers when you came to her school.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did you get lunch when you did that?
No. I got Aaron. 303-222-5423. If you're an administrator, yeah, or whatever, just, you know, just text us. Like, you could bring guests in. What?
I'd like to point out that we got a text that said, those cookies are so good.
The what? Punxsutawney something? What are they called?
Punxsutawney Phil.
No, but what are they called? There's some stupid.
Spunkmeyer.
Spunkmeyer.
Mm.
Okay, I'm going to order them right now.
Okay.
Brian?
Yay.
Yay. School lunch.
All right, I think T-Hack will relate to this, being an Iowa boy growing up. Cinnamon rolls with chili.
Yeah. Most epic
school lunch.
Didn't someone call us about this before? Gooey, gooey.
Yeah,
bigger than the bowl of chili.
Yeah. And you dip the cinnamon roll in it. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of that savory and sweet.
So into this.
Oh, me too. God. I really want to try it.
Yeah,
I was into the cinnamon roll, not the rest.
You know, really?
No.
You don't eat chili?
No. It's always unclear what's at the bottom of the chili.
More chili?
Probably just beans.
Chili?
Beans and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it's hidden under that. I don't like it. What do you want?
I'm so worried about you.
Do you want to read any of the texts?
Yeah, we got some other texts. Someone sent a website where you can buy classic school lunches. Ooh. It looks like it's like Gunther's, but there's an I in it. G-U-I-N-T-H-E-R-S.
Gunther's?
Gunther's. Someone said, those are called cheesy mozzarella sticks. Oh, I work at a school.
Text that person back and get us into the school.
Okay, I will. Someone said the pizza 45 years ago was awesome. Turkey and gravy day was the best. We've also got Italian Dunkers. Oh, I think they were saying that might be what yours were called.
Maybe.
Italian Dunkers.
I always loved breakfast for lunch. That was a double, too.
My daughter lived for breakfast for lunch.
Little hash brown.
French toast sticks.
Yep.
Then you dip them.
I'm going to end on this one because I don't know how I feel. The mashed potatoes and gravy. That weird, salty, delicious, green gravy?
Green gravy?
Mm. I worry for this person.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Who in this room has the best luck and who has the worst luck?
Ooh. I think it's between Hack and Erica for best luck.
Yeah, I feel like I've had pretty good luck. Yeah.
Erica's on a streak.
Which is terrifying, as we've talked about.
Oh, my God.
When's it gonna end?
It's not. It will end now if you don't stop manifesting the end of it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I feel very lucky in life, but I don't feel lucky in like contests or something. Like I don't like win. It's like draw this lucky number. It's like I don't do well.
But
in
you're
that.
You also just don't do them, right? Because you're like have that preemptive. I'm not gonna win, so I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then you think it's me and you on bad luck,
yeah,
Aaron?
I unfortunately think that Aaron might have the worst luck.
Yeah.
So there's this dude who won. He went to a casino and he got on a winning streak. He was not just winning. He was winning jackpots.
Yeah. Did they arrest him?
No.
Oh.
He was at the Seminole Hard Rock and Casino in Florida. He won 389 jackpots in one day.
What?
Yeah.
How quick was he playing?
I don't know. I guess he just kept staying there, and probably he just kept getting on bigger machines. Like, he won $99,000 or more on five different slot machines during the day. And then on one slot machine, he won $170,000. So for a total of $1.8 million while he was there.
How is that even possible?
Because he just... he just hit this lucky streak. Do you know what I mean?
And did not walk away. To walk, not walk away from that. If I win one jackpot, I'm like, I'm done. I've pushed all of my luck. Yeah. I've used all of my luck for today.
So you think luck has a value?
Limit. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, but does bad luck have a limit? Because sometimes it seems like it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? You're telling me
because it's always like bad things come in threes.
No, I've had days where it comes in like 300.
Mm. Well, maybe you were manifesting that.
Yeah.
As I get more into the manifesting thing, it's like, have you ever noticed that like you spill coffee on your thing and then you go to grab a wipe, but you stub your toe on your way to that. And then the water's scalding. And it's like, you called that on yourself. You called it down. You can call in the bad luck. The trick is to learn how to call in the good luck and win 389 times.
No, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I can't believe the casino, usually they like tap you on the shoulder and they're like, get out of here.
But he's playing a game of chance.
He's not
playing the slots.
Oh. Yeah, he's playing slots. If you're playing cards, then they're like, you're counting cards, you're out. Mm-hmm. But he's lucky. I want to talk to people who are that lucky. They've got an Aaron streak of like... Woo!
Okay, to be fair, I don't feel like Aaron's like unlucky day to day. I just think you've been dealt a few harder cards in life. Yeah.
Rough couple of decades.
3 to be specific.
Sure, shouldn't be funny.
Didn't you just turn 30? Yeah.
That's her point.
Oh my God. Like, we want to hear the luckiest people who you've just had some incredible things happen to you. Like, even like fate or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Or the flip side of it. So good luck, bad luck. We want your lucky stories. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
It's nothing like winning $1 million. Mm-hmm. But back when I was in middle school, I guess, I was really, really obsessed with American Idol. Okay, like obsessed to a point of like, is she okay? Like, what's going on there? Okay.
I mean, that was when it was good.
It was big. It was crazy. And this one season, I was so into it that my mom bought us tickets to go to the tour. And we had the nosebleeds of all nosebleeds. And I don't know what happened, but a Pop-Tart walked up to us.
Just a...
What? I have this dream all the time.
Pop-Tart mascot came up and was like, well, the person with the Pop-Tart was like, we would like to upgrade your seats. I mean, our backs were on the wall.
On the
like, we were in
the,
like the end of the arena and we got moved up to like third row.
Shut up.
Wow. And as like a kid obsessed, I think I had made shirts. Like, I was just like, I get to watch a concert from here. Like, we didn't buy those tickets ever. So,
That's what I feel about Taylor Swift and like the hat kids on the Eras tour.
Yes.
Those are some lucky kids.
Those are.
Can we have any context as to why it was a Pop-Tart who delivered the
good
news? I think
that Pop-Tart was like a sponsor of the tour.
Maybe you
but it was the year that Blake Lewis was the runner-up, so I believe Jordan Sparks was the winner.
Wow.
I thought I was going to marry Blake Lewis.
Oh, my God.
So.
I would have married the Pop-Tart.
I want to talk about, we did this in Stupid Stories a long time ago. That dude who was in China who got hit.
Oh, yeah.
By three cars
in seven minutes.
Yeah. He was standing in a crosswalk. Somebody hit him. And then another car, like he's laying there and another car is like,
and he lived.
He did live. And then they're just waiting for.
Might be time to step aside, buddy. Like, you keep getting hit in the same spot.
So then a car pulled over to talk to him.
And hit.
No, he pulled over and was like, are you okay?
Oh.
Like, I want to make sure you're okay. So he blocked other people from hitting him. Thank God. After he got hit the second time, he blocked other people from hitting him.
Except.
And then a car slammed into the back of that car, which forced the car to hit him.
It's so bad.
That is the kind of luck.
The man was a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have one hack?
Yeah, I have a pretty lucky experience. You were all there for it, kind of. We were at like a big radio conference, and not to mention the competitor, but Bobby Bones. You may have heard of him. Big name. He was there, and so I went up to him just to tell him that I liked his speech, but I liked his Jordans, his Travis Scott Jordans, even more. And he just said, "Cool, you want them?"
He literally was standing at the elevator, took his shoes off and handed them to me.
I tried to give him my shoes as like, well, let me trade you. And he's like, no. And I was like, well, will you sign them for me? He's like, no, that'll ruin them. Just wear them. And
it's pretty cool.
He just walked away in his socks.
They're Travis Scott, dude. If you know Air Jordans, they're Travis Scott.
Oh, they're expensive.
Super expensive.
I don't know why he did that. It was super lucky. I didn't even ask him. I was just like.
He was under the influence of something. A little something.
I just think also maybe he was like, that's nice. Someone came and complimented me on something other than like, you're good on the radio.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Or I'm just lucky.
Or that.
If you're the luckiest human, good or bad, we'd like to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for people who've been lucky.
Yeah. Or unlucky.
Yes. In whatever form luck presented itself to you.
I guess we're just looking for people then.
Yes. Jason?
Yeah.
Lucky. Yeah. Bad or good?
Lucky.
Yeah,
what happened? It's all bad and it's all good.
Lucky. I don't know. Lucky. I won $20,000 last year. I still have $10,000 of it. Lucky. Met a beautiful girl. She's driving me nuts, but I still love her. Lucky? Yeah, bad or good.
Was that a haiku?
I feel like you won the poetry contest for sure.
Just got like bamboozled.
What?
It's actually, it's actually lyrics from a song that I wrote. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay, so did you? Are you still with this woman?
Oh yes, sir.
Okay.
Most beautiful girl on the earth. Crazy as hell, but okay. Gotta love her.
I hope a love like that finds me. Wow.
A crazy person
who
takes half of your money?
Aaron, who's in a relationship?
Yeah, that got dark real fast. Thank you for the call, Jason. Someday I hope to understand what you said. Yeah. Is that?
Did anyone else feel like we were being pranked?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why did you just look at us like that?
Let's find the guy who screened the call and have a word with him.
Yeah.
Because they say one thing to me and then they just say whatever the hell when they get to you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Nate.
Yow.
Yow. Lucky, bad or good.
See,
what do you
didn't tell him to say that.
What do you, what do you got?
I bumped into Ed McCaffrey at a gas station in Greeley, Colorado. And I didn't even have to ask. He just offered to sign the Bronco hat that I was wearing.
Oh, that's cool.
Who is that?
Wide receiver from back in the day.
Oh, legend.
Legend.
Yeah.
And his...
Absolutely.
He's now spawned the
he's
future
Christian
of the...
Christian McCaffrey's dad?
Yes!
Oh, my God!
Yes! He's spawned... And,
and
that's
he has, like,
not
a
the...
bunch of training camps, too.
Hey, by the way, Christian's not the only kid who can ball.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There's more coming, for sure. Even though,
And I lived on 14th Avenue. UNC was behind me, so I got to see Elway, Caffrey, all those guys play and practice right behind my house.
That's really cool.
Whoa.
You are a lucky dude.
Yeah.
When it comes to that. I just want to point out one tiny little thing. Was that D-bag-ish of Ed?
I was wondering that, too.
It's like, oh, I noticed you're wearing a hat.
I'll sign it.
It's like...
Did you
he's gone.
Tell him?
Oh.
I'll answer for him.
Okay.
First, I got to do the car noise.
Did you happen to ask Ed? Why am I speaking in a voice? I'm just curious if he like made it clear that he knew who he was. Like if they were chatting and then he's like, hey, I'll sign the hat.
Well, cause it's happened to Slacker before where people are like, will you take a picture?
Shut up. Don't do this to me.
And he's like, sure. And they're like, no, of
like,
us.
Will you take
will you
the photo?
Hold the phone and take it.
They were
it.
Like, can we get a picture? And then I went and put my arms around both of them. Because I had just taken 100 pictures and both of their shoulders like did that weird thing. Like, why is this man touching us? And I was like, you met.
Did they not acknowledge that they knew who you were before this?
No.
Because
I was at Ball Arena and I was taking pictures with all these different people. And they're like, hey, can we get a picture? And I'm like, oh, sure. And then it was like,
oh no.
Yeah. And then I signed their boob.
Okay. I'm done with you.
Brenda?
Yay.
Yay. Lucky, bad or good? Lucky, what happened to you?
Best lucky. So I was traveling with my buddies around Europe and I missed the train. All my friends made the train. I missed the train.
Oh,
so
no.
I was sitting there in the... I know. Best accident of my life. I'm sitting there waiting for the next train. I'm going to catch up with my friends. It's not the end of the world. I'm not panicking, but I am definitely bored in a train station and sitting there because I don't want to miss the next one. And some guy walked up to me and started chatting me up. And we are going to be married for 5 years.
Shut your mouth!
Gosh.
That
happens, people.
What? So if you got on the train with them, you would have never met the love of your life.
Exactly. Best kind of lucky.
So all my single people, I want you to go miss a train today.
That doesn't work like that.
You don't need to go anywhere.
You can't force the fate. I don't think you can force
you
the fate.
It no, but I get a lot of texts when people are going to airports and they're like, I'm going to sit next to a cute guy at a bar.
No, because you didn't even know you were sitting next to a cute guy.
I know, he looked like
you didn't force the fate.
You can't force the fate. Brenda, that is amazing.
Be open-minded when you're out there. You never know.
Did you get on the next train, or did you just
did
stay
with
him with and
you?
Fall madly in love?
I mean, I definitely stayed through an extra ride, but eventually, actually, he ended up coming with me. We just didn't get there when we were supposed to. So,
oh my God, that's
yeah,
so cute.
So wow. cute.
I want to watch the rom-com so about this.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Thank
it's
you.
Awesome. I love my life.
Thank you for the call, Brenda. Maggie?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Lucky, bad or good, what happened?
Oh my gosh, this is kind of funny. So I got all the lottery numbers right. However, ding, comma, ding, ding.
Comma.
However, comma, I had them in the wrong order.
No.
Nothing? You ought to have them in the order?
Oh, it's some of the lotteries. Not. I don't think the Colorado stuff, but there are ones where you have to, there, yes.
What are the odds?
And you have to get the Powerball right.
Oh.
Yeah.
You do.
I see. You got to get that one over there. You got to get the.
No.
Did you keep playing?
Can you like cut them out and like.
I think the barcode on the ticket.
Oh, forgot about that.
Get you, huh?
Aaron's like, thank you to our friends at Colorado Lottery. That's Aaron who's trying to commit fraud.
I don't know.
Oh my God! I know people who like have played the same numbers. They do like their kids' birthdays.
Yeah,
like you do 3 and then 28 and like blah, 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 and then they just gave it up and like 3-4 months later it hit.
No.
And then you're just like,
I feel the same way about Wordle. That's why I just, cuz my word that
you
I
want
start
your
with,
first word
yes,
to
it's
hit.
Like someday this is going to be, I'm going to get it on the first try.
So has you would have been a multimillionaire. No. And that you just won some money, Maggie? A little bit of money?
I won $100.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know what? It's better than zero.
It's more than what I paid for the ticket.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's our girl.
I would frame the ticket. That's kind of, that's a really funny story.
I failed in a flashy way.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay, Slacker, I want to have a bit of an update on how your journey of positivity and manifesting is going.
You got to warn me before this. You got to give me time to like.
To like fake it? Or
yes, kind of. How do you think I'm doing?
Well, not very good, because off air several times today, you've had to say, what's the positive energy?
You guys, it doesn't come naturally to me. And I think that's a huge problem.
That's why you need to change your habits and make it be a natural positive thing. Come volunteering with me.
Stop yelling at me. Okay. I will do that.
Yeah.
I'll go volunteering.
Okay. That's a step. I have another idea, and I actually want everyone to participate. So start thinking about something affirmative. I have spoken about her before, this influencer Tinks. I love her. She started posting.
I had an ex who was so into it. So it just, I'm saying it comes from a negative place. I'm trying to think of what I could do to you that would be the same. Like I could bring up something that one of your exes, wasn't one of your exes like, you know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah. Or what about if you bring up Calvin Harris a bunch? You're like, I love Calvin Harris.
Right.
And you're like,
he broke Calvin's heart. No. No, yes. Taylor broke his heart. You just don't understand the lore.
Like, I've been really getting into the.
That's
like,
very fair.
Like, I want you guys to come over to my house. Remember, you guys came, like you two, Aaron and Tia, came over to my house and we watched a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I have this marathon plan where we watch nothing but Jake Gyllenhaal movies. Just like front to back. Just Jake. And then maybe
Jake.
A. Hiddleston? Nope, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We work in a Hiddleston movie in the middle and like.
Find a JoJo. Oh, we could watch Camp Rock.
There we go.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just nothing but people who have killed Taylor Swift's heart, but she wrote hit songs about him. See, that's what Tinks is to me.
Wait, but also none of that has to do with any of my exes.
Oh.
So you're actually missing the mark here.
Thanks for the analogy that got me nowhere.
All I'm saying about Tinks, literally we can ignore her,
okay,
is every morning she's been posting affirmations on her stories. And she's like, oh, none of my friends are mad at me. They're like silly, but it's like something to remind you that everything's all right. And I feel like this could be really good for you.
For me?
Yep.
You don't have to do it, just I have
no,
to do
I'm
it.
Also, I have one. As we all know, I got way too drunk this weekend and have been
every
suffering.
Every single day this weekend. Like,
no.
Like 12-step program is calling the hotline
I
of the radio station.
I hardly drank on Friday. I hardly drank on Sunday. It was Saturday that got me, okay? So what I'm saying is my affirmation is no one's mad at me. I didn't harm my body. It was a one-time thing.
That's your affirmation?
Yeah.
That doesn't feel right.
Talk myself down from the anxiety I'm experiencing.
This is a very real problem of mine. I struggle to find the positive.
Okay, Aaron or T-Hack, willing to help him?
Like, and I know, like, I live in a great house. I have great kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great coworkers.
But that's just so expected in my head.
Yeah. I live in a great home. I have great children. The one at college is going to be just fine.
But those things are just so baseline for me that I'm not grateful enough.
Start baseline.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's so absurd about me is like, I think I'm screwed up in the head that my baseline is too high. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not grateful for how awesomely high my baseline is.
Okay, well, why don't you name some other great things about your baseline? You've got hilarious coworkers.
Where?
T-Hack's here.
No, only you think he's funny.
That's not true.
No, I guess my problem is, because my baseline's so high, I'm so easily disappointed. Why did I say that with so much enunciation? Mm. It's just like if when I eat sushi, if it's not at this baseline, then it's like, this is trash. And it's like, growing up, the idea of being able to eat sushi, period, would have been insane to me. Okay. Like, I got crab legs once a year on my birthday.
In terms of affirmations, every bit of sushi I eat is going to be amazing.
Okay.
All right. T-Hack and Aaron, jump in here. I'm just trying to help him. But do you guys have things?
I'm wondering, like, even with your kids, do you ever think back to maybe when they were younger and like miss that? It's like, I struggle with that with young kids. I try to soak in as much as I can of, like, I've seen it before on Instagram. Imagine you're 90 and you get to wake up in your mid-30s body and your kids are little. And, like, that's every day for me is I get to live this dream again.
So his affirmation would be like, I've got enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if a bus hits him?
Okay, you know what? That's not what this is about.
You are saying the words right now, whether you realize it or not, that I'm literally using every single day. And it's been working. Like...
Mm.
I get to.
Mm-hmm.
I say all the time, like, oh, I have to go to work. That's insane when we do what we do for a living.
Yeah.
We should never say I have to go to work. I get to go to work.
Yeah, that's better.
That's good. You're doing it.
I'm getting, but it's just, right.
We have to deal with
right.
We get to deal with you.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story. The only thing worse than one bear, Erica, I'm looking at you. Four bears.
Goldilocks
bears.
I think two bears is probably worse.
Yeah, this and is then even worse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've got a story of, if you're gonna do the crime, you have to do the time, but also don't do the crime kind of while you're doing the time.
What?
Okay, Riddler.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Ireland, any takers?
Ireland.
That was so elongated.
They can take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
That's Scottish.
Oh, you just have to speak like Niall Horan. I'm Niall Horan.
Okay.
If anybody's curious, during the audition process, we did not check for accents on Erica at all.
Or us.
Really, anyone in the room. Come on, somebody's got to be. You have red hair and green eyes, Aaron. Average. Okay. I could just start drinking. Just do that.
Okay.
All right.
A man in Ireland was busted for drug dealing.
Okay.
And he went to his sentencing hearing.
Okay.
Where he said, you know what? I can make some money right now.
Oh.
In the sentencing hearing?
Yeah. Right in front of the judge.
Hold on.
By dealing some more.
Did he sell to the judge or?
It was to another convict.
Oh.
Who was also in the court.
Want to score some... What?
Hustle culture.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's... Okay, that's bad.
The sale included some liberal lettuce and some Xanax.
Okay.
And, yeah, he also had over 100 previous criminal convictions.
Okay, buddy.
For the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what if he hadn't found the guy to sell it to? Then he's just...
just packing the liberal lettuce for no reason. Okay, well, that's a moron for you.
My story is out of Connecticut.
It's not what you can do.
No.
It's just all up there in that Boston area.
Park the car.
Park the car. Eat up some smart kids.
There is a mother bear and her four cubs.
Oh, boy.
Oh, four cubs?
So it's actually five bears.
Yeah, that's five bears.
Headline's wrong. The bears aren't good at counting. They broke into a Connecticut home.
Okay.
And they're raided breaking. The pantry before the police arrived, which I don't know what the police really do.
Yeah.
You're under arrest. They broke into the home through a screen door in the basement.
Oh, boy.
By the time authorities arrived, the bears had already left after stealing some food. Here's the best part, Erica.
What?
There were residents inside the house.
No.
Oh, my God. While it's happening?
At the time of the incident.
While they're rummaging.
Is that a bear? And another one? And another one? And two more?
Another one.
Like, you're in your kitchen, and a bear just pokes its head up from the basement like, I was gonna hungry.
What's up?
Yeah. But it would be fine my pants. If it was just one bear, but a mama bear with cubs.
Yeah, the residents escaped, but barely.
Oh, I wonder if the food was in a cubby.
She just, that was like curling.
Yeah.
She just like laid that one in. It's just kind of sliding across. That's not terrible. I'm
Thank
happy
you.
With that one.
Okay. Those were all the stupid people and bears we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.